Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
It's no secret that there is a possibility that Governor Dunleavy may become the next Secretary of the Interior or possible Energy Secretary under the Trump administration, said Senator Shelley Hughes, a Republican from Palmer. Though nothing has been confirmed, the rumor mill is churning. Hughes is one of many lawmakers and other Alaskans speculating that Governor Dunleavy may leave the governorship for Washington, D.C. The publication Notice, citing three anonymous sources, reported Monday that Dunleavy has spoken with the Trump transition team about a possible job as Interior Secretary, adding to the pile of rumors about his possible new position. The rumors reached a fever pitch Tuesday night when Dunleavy teased an announcement that he would deliver to Alaskans via live stream alongside Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom. Hundreds of people commented on the post, many guessing his announcement was an appointment, some even sending their congratulations. But then 90 minutes later, Dunleavy announced there would be no live stream at all. It's unclear what Dunleavy planned to announce. His communications director said he did not know what the governor planned to say. Alaska Oil and Gas Administration President and CEO Kara Moriarty said Trump's election was good news for Alaska, saying she expected the president-elect's administration to believe resource development should be done and can be done with strong oversight. Moriarty and Dunleavy shared Trump's values on the subject. In a television interview, Dunleavy even pitched a policy agenda for the state that he hoped the Trump administration would accomplish, things firmly within the policy portfolio of an interior secretary, like opening opportunities for oil and gas drilling in areas that are currently off limits. In particular, Dunleavy said he hoped the Trump administration would remove Biden-era rules limiting oil and gas drilling in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, restrictions that are now facing legal challenges from the oil and gas industry. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. The Department of Transportation in Alaska is extending the collection of financial and operational data from large certified air carriers through Form 41. This data collection is crucial, they say, for setting and updating mail rates in Alaska, as it includes carrier aircraft operating expenses, traffic, and operational data. The extension aims to ensure that mail service rates in Alaska reflect the actual costs incurred by carriers, thereby supporting the continued provision of mail services. The collected data also fulfills international obligations by providing financial and statistical information to the International Civil Aviation Organization. The information helps assess air carriers' financial fitness, ensuring they have the resources to operate without imposing risks on the public. The Bureau of Transportation Statistics uses this data for both statistical and non-statistical purposes, including regulatory and administrative matters. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Representative Mary Peltola announced on Tuesday that six coastal communities in Alaska will receive more than $104 million in investments this year for critical port and maritime infrastructure. These grants, funded by both annual appropriations and the 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, will benefit port, harbor, and dock improvement and development in communities across Alaska. The Infrastructure and Investment Jobs Act, or IIJA, provided $2.25 billion in funds available over 5 years to the Port Infrastructure Development Program, a funding avenue for Alaska coastal communities. Funding for these grants was made up of $450 million from the IIJA, with an additional $50 million provided in the Fiscal Year 24 Appropriations Act, for a total of $500 million in available funding. Grant recipients include the Aurora Harbor Drive-Down Float Project in Juneau, the Port of Dillingham Improvements Project, and more. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.